It's about the time that Metro Nashville begins hiring teenagers for seasonal summer jobs. Think lifeguards, desk clerks, and cashiers. But there's a big push to hire more than in recent decades, and for a wider array of positions. As a lifeguard at the Hartman Community Pool in Bordeaux, Veronica Summers teaches swimming to kids as young as three. They're decked out in swim caps and holding bright styrofoam noodles to stay afloat.
Keep your chin on the water, don't do this, and back down.
After just 3 years on the job, she's taught a lot of little kids how to swim.
Oh, too many to count.
Still, Veronica's just 17, a senior in high school. She feels she's also learning at the pool, especially life skills.
My attitude, which has changed because when I was 15, you know, you don't do so well with people staying on your case. But now that I'm older, it makes a lot more sense.
You know, a lot of the kids, they want to work, but sometimes they don't see past the check.
That's head swim coach Conti Harris, who's known Veronica since she was seven.
So to get somebody like Veronica and some of the kids I done had in the past, it's been a blessing. And to see them come back year in and year out working for the park system, it's beautiful.
That's the whole idea. More jobs for teens, both with the Metro government and private businesses. Providing these first work experiences is a major prong in Mayor Megan Berry's plan to reduce youth violence. So when she heard a budget proposal to open another 215 city jobs for teens, she wasn't that impressed.
Okay, so you know what my goal is, though.
Yes, ma'am.
It's 10,000.
Yes, ma'am.
Berry was reminding the Nashville Career Advancement Center's Paul Haynes that her target is 10,000 youth jobs. His agency usually places 50 rising high school seniors into the finance or tech departments. Back at Metro Parks, it's been about 100 seasonal jobs, mostly those lifeguards. But they're adding 72 spots with a request for even more next year. In the future, the work could branch out to mowing grass with maintenance crews or building woodland trails. That could mean a big crop of first-timers who need to be trained by seasoned staffers, like Veronica Summers.
Rookie time, so we get to teach them the ins and the outs, the do's and the don'ts.
For Veronica, the plan is to keep working poolside while saving for college and pursuing a career in biology. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.